Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac Insu.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
I don't know.
How are you guys?
I'm doing great.
Sue's been all dressed up this week.
Yeah. You know, hey, you know,
you turning over a new leaf.
No, whenever I'm dressed up, you know, everyone's always like, and
yeah,
by dressed
it's very
up,
jarring.
Yeah. And by dressed up, I mean, I'm wearing slacks and a shirt with a collar.
Well, that's very dressed up.
Yeah. So instantly everyone's like, hey, what's wrong? So for years, I've always just said,
what's wrong? Well, I don't ask that. It's just like, hey, what you know,
so
what's going on?
My always default is, I had to go to court.
Job interview.
I always go to court. And then people are like, what? And I'm like, you don't want to know. Well, I was actually in court. Not
yeah.
for me.
You're on trial.
Well,
not a lot of people know this.
Yeah. There's a big trial case going on. No, yeah. I just kind of a friend.
Can't
of a
really talk about it.
Friend of a friend, a.k.a. me. So, yeah, I don't know. I've been sitting in court. I've never sat in on a trial before.
Yeah.
No, I've been in a courtroom. My dad was a prosecutor for 40 years. I've been in a courtroom once. I testified against my hillbilly neighbor.
Yeah, I remember that.
I was in there for like 3 minutes.
Did that guy ever get convicted?
Yeah, he did like two and a half years.
All right.
And then he got back out. So, I don't know.
Well, look, paid his price.
He paid his price.
I mean, he didn't kill anyone.
No, he's just beating his kid. So, like, you know.
Well.
So this was the first time I've ever actually been in a courtroom, like watching a trial.
Is the judge a badass?
It's a gal.
Is she a badass?
Kinda. And
yeah.
Let me just say,
most of them are.
Let me say this for the record.
Kinda
hot.
Kinda hot.
Yeah.
They control the room, man. Like,
yeah.
It's their room. I love that.
But I'm behind a pillar, and so it's a little hard. I feel...
Wait, why?
Well, there's like a...
There are probably other seats in there.
Well, but where we're sitting, like, there's this big pillar, and it kind of is obstructing my view. It's like I'm at Fenway Park, but I've
Wait
got
a minute.
The obstructed view seat.
You're supporting a friend of a friend? Or you're supporting a friend whose friend is on trial or something?
Yeah.
Like and they give you that seat?
Well, no, like any seat on, you know, they split the courtroom. Like you got.
Oh,
the,
yeah. You can't be on the other side.
No. You got the two. And so this side, for whatever reason, this courtroom, there's this big giant pillar right in the middle of it. And so
it's weak.
I find myself, you know, like in when someone's doing the news report and you get the guy that kind of leans into the shot, you know, he's trying to.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like that.
Are you on the news?
No.
Are there cameras and stuff in there?
There are no cameras. Oh. But I feel like, because I want to see what the, like, if the judge is giving someone the business, I just hear, like, this disembodied voice. And then, like, I always feel weird because then my head just kind of creeps around the pillar. And I always feel like then she's just, like, looking at me. And then she's going to give me the business. So I don't get to see a lot of the judge. I see a lot of the pillar, you know. And then I see the attorneys.
See, I'd be
and the
watching
witness
stand. I'd watch the perp. I'd be watching him or her the whole time.
There's a lot going on. And then the lawyer's got like a real Matlock feel about him.
Well,
he's like an older guy. And he's
an attorney.
Yeah, he's great.
Now, is the perp cuffed?
No. Oh, God, no.
Okay, so not in custody.
No. He's just there. He's in a suit and tie and yeah, it's a whole thing.
So he's defending himself. Is he the defendant?
No, no, no. Yeah, he's the defendant. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so he's Matlock, having to defend himself.
No, Matlock's defending him.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So he's, and not, then, he's not defending himself.
Over on the other side,
there's like a young go-getter prosecutor.
Really?
Yeah. He looks right out of like an Abercrombie ad.
Yeah.
You know, he's got like, he's wearing the suit, but like sneakers, and he's got like the spiky hair. Looks like he just graduated law school. He's like, let's go get him.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those.
He hasn't been beaten down by the system yet.
Ah, give him time.
Yeah.
Give him time.
Not jaded.
Nah, but you got like the big,
he's
like,
for the people.
They got the big blown up poster board. It's a whole thing, man. That's a whole thing.
The big blown up poster boy?
Yeah, the poster boards, you know, for like evidence. And
oh, that's a whole thing. Is it a murder?
We're not going to talk about it. It's something. But it's,
okay.
It's just that I've never seen the inside of a courtroom. You think like all you know is like Law and Order stuff. It's way more procedural and
well, of course, yeah,
drawn out.
Is it one of those cool courtrooms, or is it one of those that looks like it's in a like a big office building?
Yeah, it looks like a big office building.
I hate those.
Yeah.
I like it when you go in like the old wooden one.
That's
you know, like
what I was hoping for too. Like
main
a real,
justice.
Nah, no, there's no main justice here.
Damn
no.
It.
No.
I like the old courtrooms.
Yeah, I kind of thought too. Like it would. This does feel like you're in. You ever been to you ever gone to like had to like dispute a traffic ticket?
No.
Oh, it's
no, I don't.
If you've ever done that, it's very much like.
Well,
that.
I had jury duty, so
yeah.
And the jury, and I almost got on the jury, as I've told you. Mm-hmm. It was a cool courtroom.
Yeah,
it was one of the cool ones.
This is not,
and it was the judge was awesome. He was commander, man. Like yeah. I just think that would be cool. Like if you're a judge, just it's like one of the last bastions of instant respect, you know.
Yeah, you get the robe and the gavel.
Yeah,
my dad.
It's your room, dude.
My dad tried to be a judge several times, and it didn't happen. I think that was his goal. He wanted to be a judge because he was the assistant attorney general, and he was a prosecutor. Yeah. And I think he really wanted that.
That's
judge.
How you do it, though.
And I think he secretly wanted the judge just for the robe and the gavel.
I mean, I would love to be a judge just for the robe and the gavel, and yeah. You know the chicks.
But you probably see some. You probably see a lot of.
I don't think
stuff.
I'd be a good judge. Like those judges.
You got to be able to take.
They're
like,
really
the bias
special.
And
they're special people, and they have special brains, I think. Or at least that's what I want to believe.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Some of them are probably idiots, but I prefer to believe that there are no idiot judges.
No. You know?
Yeah, because every time you read a case.
I don't want it. Yeah, that's
you know?
Not true.
Well, I know, but I'm saying I prefer to believe that.
Yeah.
Every time you read a case, you just have to trust that the judge knows what they're doing.
Just
you know?
Because you claim to think something is true does not make it true.
See, I love that judge.
This is one of the things that, like, always disappoints.
But that judge's remark is to you. Just because you claim that all judges are good does not make it true.
That's not what I said. I said I want to believe that they're all really smart and know what they're doing. Because believing otherwise is like... opens a door to just pandemonium, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's the last bastion of sanity. Yeah. Like, just like, it's like neutral, let's go to the courts. Okay, the courts know what they're doing. The courts will hear this argument, and that will settle it, right?
Yeah.
That's like the only thing left that we have. Otherwise,
yes.
You know,
well,
we're
you,
dead.
You know me in that I have very little respect or reverence for pretty much anything.
But you respect the court.
But I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
This is my, well, your buddy that came in, Kaz, yes, same thing. Like
Cause. Yeah.
Like he comes in, like you get me a fighter pilot in the room, I snap to attention. It's like, whoa, like you're in the presence of something. When I walked into that courtroom yesterday, I was nervous as hell. I just was sitting there. There is something about that room knowing that lives are, I mean, they're either broken or saved. Like, I mean, that is such a huge deal. I was intimidated. I'm like the whole time I checked my cell phone like 9 times to make sure that it was turned off. And even though it was on silent, I still didn't trust it. I went to airplane mode because my fear was like my phone was going to ring in the middle of something.
Yeah, see, they got you.
Right. I was so nervous. In fact, one of the ladies who was sitting by me who I think was like, I don't know what she does. She was part of the attorney team, though. She was like part of the defense. At one point, she leaned over to me and was like, "Hey, it's okay." She's like, "You know, you're fine. Like, you're not on trial here." Like, I was that nervous. It was very. I just had never been in that situation before, and I can't even imagine what it's like when you're the one sitting in the chair. But yes, there is an instant respect and like reverence when you walk into that courtroom. Everybody is on their best behavior.
Meanwhile, you find out that your judge is a moron and kind of goofy.
Well, and this was why.
And tells fart jokes.
Well, like when.
And you lose all respect for her.
When I was, I don't think she's telling those jokes.
This right? lady. See, that's what I mean.
This
like,
ladies.
Right. You just want to believe. She, you got that robe and you got that gavel. And you know what? You are better than 99.9% of people on earth.
At least from what I've seen, this lady, 100 times better than anything I got going on. And would tolerate none of my nonsense.
Well, they've been through a lot. They've seen a lot.
Yeah.
They've been educated.
Yeah. Well, this is the one, the only,
they know.
The only other time that I was in like a criminal courtroom was when I testified against my hillbilly neighbor. And I remember that I was going to court to testify. And when you testify, you're not allowed to sit in the courtroom. You sit outside, you come in, give your testimony, and then you get the hell out. You're not allowed to sit in there.
Right.
And so when you're going to court, I just assume you dress up. So I wore a suit or slacks and a coat. I don't remember exactly, but
makes you more credible.
Well, yeah. Like, I don't know. I figured I'm going to court. I
got until they listen to your show.
Yeah, it's like, don't bring that up as a character witness. And I remember going in and sitting down in the little penalty box there, and you got to swear into the judge.
Yeah.
And the judge looks at me, and as I'm doing that, he leaned down and he said, "Thank you for realizing that you were in court today and respecting this courtroom." And I was like, huh? And then I looked around at everyone else. Because again, the hillbilly neighbor was there. And everyone on that side, I saw people in spandex. I saw the lawyer that he had was wearing a flannel shirt with a clip-on tie. The defendant himself was wearing overalls. And I just thought to myself, in what world do you go into a courtroom accused of something and you wear overalls? You can't do that. You can't. But you can. And that judge, you knew he was disgusted at what was going on. And I like that I got an attaboy for having the wherewithal to dress up. And anytime you go to a courtroom, or not a courtroom, just the courthouse, look at everyone that's going in and out of that courtroom. And it baffles me that you're going in there to handle legal proceedings and you're wearing like a camouflage tank top and like some juicy couture like spandex. Like, why are you doing that? Like, you would think.
Because it's just a Tuesday to them.
Yeah, they don't
like,
care.
Like, you get in the system, man. Yeah, it's those people are used to all that. It's like just like it's another week.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Whereas just, for you, it's like, whoa, this is scary. I better dress up.
Yeah,
like,
you put on
because most people that are good citizens don't ever deal in the system. But once you get in the system, it's ugly, man. It's no good.
Well, I guess it wasn't necessarily I guess it was kind of a courtroom. When I adopted my adult daughter, we had to go into a it wasn't at the courthouse. It's like at a, there's like a family court. And that really is just like a, it's like you're going into a conference room. But we all dressed up for that. And that was, it wasn't like our adoption was being contested. It was my like 22-year-old daughter that I've been raising since she was two. But even that, when I walked into there, I couldn't believe how many people were in there. Like they were going to like a Chuck E. Cheese.
Now, what Suk has not told you here is that the judge leaned over and he did say, "Thank you for respecting my court, but could you please pour out the vodka tonic?"
At a bush.
That's what he's not telling.
At a bush light.
Actually, he just hands over a plastic cup. He's like, "Come on, man, no glass."
It's like it's been like the NCAA's. Got to pour that one in there just in case anyone wings a bottle. I just think people have a lack of respect for the judicial system.
No, they don't.
I do.
That's not true. Most people have a great respect for the judicial system. It's the people that are in the system constantly that don't have respect for the system.
Valid point.
Those people.
They don't care.
And that's, you've often talked about that lot.
Yeah.
And it is especially in America, that's a big lot of people.
Yeah. You think that you or your little circle of friends is kind of like the average run. Right. And it is not. You go, if you ever feel bad about yourself, just realize that unless you're that person, you're riding high above what a lot of others have going on. It's a low bar.
The Serial podcast. You remember Serial?
I do.
Remember that podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it kind of went downhill after the first season, but they kept trying to recreate the magic.
I made it through about two episodes of the second season, and I was like, this is dumb. The first one was really good.
The first one was amazing.
Yes.
The same gal or gals did one on the court system, just the legal system in the United States, and it's rather random in terms of the cases and the courts that they visit, but boy, is it an indictment. Mm-hmm. Like, it's... and the main takeaway is why I'm saying you don't want in that system.
No.
And it's bad for everyone. And oftentimes, and people get screwed right and left. And even the attorneys and all the people that are in it daily tell you.
Yeah. And like, you ever want to see someone that is brokenhearted and beaten down, go talk to a public defender sometime.
Yes. Yes.
You have no chance.
There's no semblance of right. It's supposed to be about, well, you did this, so you should be punished, or you didn't do this, so you should get off. And it's just none of that. No. It's just a really messy, and not to say it's a bad system, because, you know, there are worse systems in the world.
Yep.
You know,
it's the best one we got, but boy, it could be a lot better.
Yeah.
This guy says, I work at the Clackamas County Court.
Yeah. So here you go.
Had a defendant appear for a DUI.
Here they come.
Wearing a t-shirt that read, this guy needs a beer. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Like, what?
Let's go. Let's go.
You're there for a DUI.
He's not driving.
You're like, you know what, Judge? I know, but I'll tell you what, I could really use a beer right now. This has been really stressful. Don't do that. Don't.
That makes me laugh.
Just say no.
Did the judge hand him a plastic cup?
Gave him a birdie bottle. Gave him one of those little mini fireballs.
Yeah. Judge has a flask.
He's like, here you go, man.
Here, kid.
Yeah, just... I know this is tough for everybody.
All right. There's your opening segment.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Court talk. Would you like to talk about sports?
Yeah, why not?
I would like to talk about sports.
Then let's do it.
We are going to start with college football on TV talk, because that's the latest big news.
You got big money.
Sort of, yeah, big money.
Big money.
Sort of big news. Coming up next on The Fam.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Duke on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we have a poll question up today for you. It is on Twitter at 1080 The Fan. As always, it is brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, a family business helping families for over 60 years. AAAIAQ.com. What channel does the best job of presenting college football on TV? ABC and ESPN, CBS, NBC, or Fox? Vote. Vote hard.
I'm going to go with ABC, ESPN.
That's what I think, too.
That's where I'm going.
That's also what I voted for.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they do the best job.
And I think, again, I am not one of those that thinks that, with the exception of maybe the Fox golf coverage, that's a little rough. That's not...
Well, they don't do golf anymore.
I know. I'm saying, when they did it...
The Folks.
The Folks, yes.
They don't do golf.
It was not great. You got to admit, that was a little rough.
Well, it was so bad that they punted on the contract. They sold the contract to NBC. Yeah. Like, they were like, this sucks.
We can't do it.
We can't do this. That's when they had Greg Norman. It was the Chambers Bay U.S. Open.
Outside of that, where I thought that really did distract, you know, the... Coverage very rarely dictates whether or not I enjoy a game. It just doesn't.
Well, I got to tell you, the old CBS games. Okay, so I think it's ABC and ESPN too because, well, ESPN's in the sports game. And so, you know, they tend to know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Right? More so than CBS, NBC, or Fox. Well, Fox is sort of a newcomer to it. And I would vote them probably second. I don't know what you think about that, but...
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of it comes down to, like, are you...
I'm talking about just...
The presentation, because some of it is...
The announcers, like, everything.
I always liked the CBS...
See, I hate the CBS one.
I liked the CBS-SEC game of the...
Hate
like,
it.
I liked when they had Vern. I like Gary Danielson. I think that, to me, feels like big-time college football.
That had become such old men...
Yes.
Barely paying attention to the game, but I understand the nostalgia of it.
Yes.
But I hated it too.
Oh my God.
I thought it was awful.
Gary Danielson is awful.
I didn't. I get that it wasn't.
Well, he's still on there.
Yeah. But, you know, Vern's long gone.
Yeah.
But,
is he dead?
No. I'm going to say no.
I don't think he is because I think they prop him up for golf broadcasts sometimes.
they do.
They put him with just on a hole or something and check in with him every now and then.
So it just kind of depends because when you're talking about, you know, ESPN, are you talking about just Herb Street? Are you talking about? I mean,
ESPN, man.
There's lots of different. It's not as simple as just saying to me ESPN or just Kirk Herbstreit. You know, there are varying degrees of that because it's a lot of it to me is the teams that are on there versus, you know, the actual presentation.
Ignore the teams. This is purely just play by play and studio hosts. Who you like the best?
Well, they're all fighting. The reason this is up there is they're all fighting right now to get college football conference contracts.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the big news is that the Big Ten, ESPN is out on the Big Ten. So ESPN is going to broadcast the SEC.
And they have the ACC.
And they do have the ACC. So they have a 10-year deal with the SEC. So, you know, football, as you watch it on TV, is changing. I mean, the SEC game on CBS is no longer going to exist. That after 2023, I should say.
Yeah.
That is going to be Big Ten now because it sounds like the new Big Ten TV contract will not have ESPN ABC. So all that Big Ten football you watch on ABC, that will be over. Mm-hmm. And the Big Ten will move to Fox mainly, but NBC and CBS as well. And NBC is like a distant fourth because they really only do Notre Dame.
And so at this point, there's talk with the Notre Dame contract that they might try to get on some of the Big 12 stuff. That NBC, at least that's some of the stuff that I've read, is that NBC wants to bookend some NBC football around Notre Dame. They don't want it to just be Notre Dame, and that could be some Big 12 or maybe even Pac 12 football if you wanted to try to do it that way. Because right now, I mean, if you're the Big 12 and you're the Pac-12, when you're looking for your TV deals, ESPN's already locked up with the ACC for a long time. The SEC has the monster deal with ESPN and the Big Ten, and I'm sure when this thing gets announced, it's going to be a staggering deal with Fox. And that leaves you kind of feeding to the scraps. You've got two new TV deals up for the Big 12 and the Pac-12. They're going to not be anywhere near what the big boys get, but are you going to be north of the ACC? Are you going to be behind the ACC? Are you going to be competing with one network for what's left, and you're going to have to split the pie that way. So there are definitely going to be some some interesting conversations behind the scenes about, you know, who's the next in line, who's the most valuable property. Yeah.
I think with NBC it's interesting too, because they killed their sports only channel. They had NBC Sports Network and it's gone. They got rid of it, and now they're putting their sports on USA, which is weird and random.
I would imagine there wasn't enough content for it.
I mean, I loved NBC Sports Network. I thought it was one of the best networks, but yeah, I mean, maybe it was a content thing. I just am curious, if they're getting into the college football game for a conference, do they have enough places to put those games?
Well,
that aren't randomly in a cable package you don't have.
But I guess what they're saying is, with the Notre Dame one, no, they're just going to be a secondary provider. So let's say the Big 12 or the Pac-12 does their deal with ESPN or with Fox, you could still get NBC that runs Notre Dame games and then still takes, for instance, the Oregon State game that's on the Pac-12 network. Maybe NBC pilfers some of that and you get some of those type of games where you get Oregon State versus Stanford
on USA Network. They're not going to put that on main NBC.
Well, what else do they own?
What else do they own? So
any NBC Universal channel can count for this.
Right, but what are those?
I don't know. I know USA has become their new sports channel.
But do they run some on NBC at in the evening? Do they run some on Peacock? Do they run some on Peacock Plus?
Peacock will certainly be. I didn't think
we
about
don't know
that.
Because we did hear Klyavkov say that he expects a major streaming partner to be part of the new Pac-12 deal. So they're not the Big 12 and the Pac-12 are not going to get enough money from the traditional TV partners to just say, hooray, we're fine. So they are going to try to piece this thing together, I would assume, with some different secondary and maybe even third tier parties to try to get that up where you're way behind the Big 10 and the SEC, but you're maybe above the ACC and you're still a player. And that keeps your schools from looking to take the next train out of town.
And that is what NBC is doing, is they are leaning heavily into Peacock.
Yeah.
And I only know this because I'm a Premier League watcher, and that's NBC has the Premier League. Last week was week one. They put 90% of the games exclusively on Peacock. Well, there was only two on TV or three on TV. And they're really trying to push people to get on that service.
So when we hear from the Pac-12 that there's going to be a streaming partner, we kind of all assume Amazon, Apple, something like that. Could this be what the rumors are, that NBC is looking to partner with another conference to provide some games around Notre Dame? So it's possible that NBC gives Notre Dame the $75 million that they want, which is still staggering that Notre Dame commands that, or, you know, if they agree to it, and then you go grab some Pac-12 games to go along with it. And then you got the Pac-12 After Dark thing, and you know, you roll.
You got
it.
A pretty good little TV deal.
Yeah. Maybe that's something that works out.
NBC has Bravo. Can you see Oregon State on Bravo? CNBC, obviously, NBC, MSNBC. They have E, they have Peacock, they have Sci-Fi, USA.
It has to be Peacock, right?
I mean, and Telemundo.
Well, there you go. He's having the best day of his life. I would assume that the Peacock or the Peacock Plus is probably, that makes a lot of sense to build your streaming platform, as Mike's talking. They're already pushing content there. It makes sense. I just think if you're the Big 12 or you're the Pac-12 right now, and you can get north of, God, I think right now if you said $45 million a year to each team, I think you would do a happy fizzies party and jump around.
Well, ESPN is out on the Big 10, and that is good news for the Pac-12. So as it pertains to the poll question, just asking you from a viewer standpoint, I think it's kind of cool that, you know, the Pac-12 will be likely hitching its wagon to a TV partner that is also hitched to the SEC and happens to be the TV channel that does the best job with college football coverage, and that is ESPN /ABC. So there's your poll question. What channel does the best job of presenting college football on TV? Vote hard on Twitter at 1080 The Fan. A little bit more on this is coming up next. We also have the NFL today. Here's Mike.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Fan.
All right, so this college football media rights crap.
Now, someone does
is taking shape here.
Someone actually brings up a good point here before we dig any deeper. If for the sake of the Pac-10 now, because there's 10 after USC and UCLA are gone here in a little bit. And this is kind of one of the things that kind of helped the Big 12 survive a little bit after some of the departures. You know, you only have to slice that pie now 10 ways. And if they're smart with Kliavkov, remember the Pac-12 was the most expensive run conference in the country, which was just ridiculous. So it was actually being split 13 ways. They were the only league that basically took an entire share and put it in the conference. Remember the whole Larry Scott, right? Had the offices in San Francisco and they ran the Pac-12 budget. So if you're smart, right, you turn over the stupid Pac-12 network crap, you turn that over to ESPN, you save yourself a bunch of money there, get the hell out of San Francisco, go lean and mean and put your offices in, God, I don't know, Burbank or someplace, move them up to Eugene for all I care. Find someplace cheap, go lean and mean, and you're going to be able to survive a lot better. And you don't have to get as much money, total deal, if you only have to split it 10 or really, you know, even 9 ways when you eliminate the stupid pack, the share going to the conference. And so that is something to keep an eye on, that you probably don't have to raise as much money to make it a palatable deal for these teams when you don't have to split the pie as many ways.
Yeah. And the other thing I think it's interesting, too, is we were talking about all the NBC channels. You know, some of these networks are trying to throw sports onto these other fledgling channels mm-hmm. to save them, yeah. You know, because live sports is really all that's left,
yep.
You know, on cable. So they're saying,
sci-fi.
It'll be on sci-fi tonight, Oregon versus Washington. So the ESPN, it sounds like ESPN is out on the Big Ten, which everyone is promoting as good news for the Pac-12, because that means then that ESPN would very much benefit from a partnership with the Pac-12. It's just a matter of how much, which, you know, we'll see. But it would also mean that, you know, and I've seen this a couple of different places, that the Pac-12 will likely play more Saturday morning games, because ESPN will want to slide in there at 9 a.m. with some Pac-12 stuff,
because that's been a lot of the Big Ten territory for years and years.
All for that. I think the league should be all for that. If they're not, I don't know why.
Well, coaches will be upset, but coaches are upset when they play nighttime games too. You can't have every game be between noon and 3.
And the 12:30 slot, you know, that's a big slot on Saturday, college football Saturdays, and maybe the Pac-12 can slide into that slot a little bit better. Yeah. The other one that gets brought up is Friday night, and I am a little confused by this, because I thought that you really couldn't play much on Friday nights because of high school football.
I don't think you can. I think there's a lot of...
Well, there are Friday night games.
There are, but there's a lot of hoops and whatnot that you have to jump through. It is not as simple as just throwing games on Friday night, and that goes for the NFL and college football. So I know that occasionally you do get them on there, but I know there's restrictions. So I don't think that can be a weekly occurrence.
Boy, they need to change that. Because if they change that, don't you think Pac-12, the Friday night Pac-12, Friday and Saturday night.
Be great.
Just owning those time slots, the Pac-12 would be huge.
And good luck getting that to change. I mean, that goes back to the whole core of football. They keep Friday night sacred for high school football.
Yeah, screw high school football. No one cares.
Well, actually, a lot of people care.
Yeah, they do, but look.
Maybe not out west.
Things change, okay?
But
things change.
It's kind of a big deal.
Look, the Big Ten has 17 teams. You telling me things don't change? Come on. Let's get with the times. We need that time slot.
It would be, if you put a Pac-12 game of the week on Friday night.
Yeah.
I would.
Well,
be,
they already do that, but.
I would be.
A good game.
It would be amazing if you had that week after week after week. But yes, to your point, there is always. Seemingly there's a handful every year that are on Fridays, but I think some of that is like they're around like holidays and like where there's not high school football because they're into the playoffs. I'll see if I can do a little digging and find out the exact like restrictions on that, but I know that those games have to be strategically placed around high school football.
And finally, Bill, we have audio. So ESPN/ABC, Fox, and CBS have been in the college football game. Now, NBC just has the stupid Notre Dame, and so I don't even know what their theme is, and I didn't even put it in here.
I was looking for it, and there's like a theme from 15, 20 years ago. Yeah,
I think they change it a lot.
Well, they don't really have one. I found what was the intro to their game last year, and they just have generic music playing under the intro.
Yeah, so basically... I don't know why, but NBC has never really capitalized on a iconic theme for Notre Dame football. Okay.
Okay.
Because when you think of the Notre Dame broadcast on NBC, what do you think of?
You think of the Fighting Irish song.
Oh, you think of their fight song.
I think of their fight song.
Well, what about this? What is that? What does that mean to you? What network is that? Do you know your network college football themes?
I don't know my network theme. Is that CBS?
That's CBS.
That's CBS.
Okay. Better or worse than ESPN?
See, that immediately I know. Like, I mean, you
didn't know the CBS one? They've had that for years.
I know. I had to sit there and think about it and go, which one is that? The moment that played, I was like, oh, yeah, that's ESPN. I like CBS's better.
I do, too. I think CBS beats ESPN in this this category. Now, what about what Fox is bringing to the table?
See, I like this one because I like the drums. Love, this is my favorite.
Pretty good.
This is my favorite.
But it's also NFL.
Yeah, they do.
This is the NFL played by a marching band.
Yeah.
Pence College.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Power Rank, CBS, ESPN, Fox.
I'm going marching band one.
Which
is Fox.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm going CBS, even though it took me a second to pick up on it, and then give me ESPN.
This is powerful.
But they're all good.
Good. Well, anyway, this is going away because this is CBS on. Well, I guess this would just now be Big Ten football. This theme,
yes,
right. Which is going to be weird.
They're going all in on the Big Ten. I keep waiting to see those numbers because I'll bet you they are.
What numbers?
The Big Ten numbers, the TV deal.
Ah, yeah, it's like hundreds of millions.
I'm guessing that thing is going to be gargantuan.
All right, NFL today. For this day, next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right,
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, a big win for Liv.
Huge
and
win.
A big loss for Liv. Coming up next.
I found some stuff on the whole Friday Night Football thing, and it sounds like it was in some states, it's harder than others. Like, some states recently have put in legislation trying to ban their college football teams from playing on Friday nights. Like, Iowa is trying to do this, Maryland is trying to do this. But it sounds like it was more of a handshake agreement that is slowly but surely going away, and that networks have been sensitive to this and are trying to put games on after Thanksgiving when high school football has kind of died down. But even that's changing more and more. And last year there was more than 75 primetime Friday night games.
Thought.
And more are coming.
Can I just make another wild and radical suggestion?
Go for it.
Why can't they just move high school football games? I mean, I get that they've always owned Friday night, but this is all changing.
Where do you want to move them to?
Well, I don't know. Thursday nights.
And then you have Thursday night football too, which has been a thing for a long time. Friday was protected.
Yeah, but that's, who cares? Well, seriously, like if Friday night is a big untapped market for the TV networks, they're going to tap it.
They are.
Too much money involved.
Yeah.
So if you don't want that to happen, why don't you just play your high school games on Thursday night? I mean, it's not that wild.
I think the idea is, again, in high school, you only have so many days to prepare for games.
Well, that's the same as college. Look, play on Wednesday. No one cares except the parents.
You can't play games on Wednesday.
Sure you can. Start the season on a Wednesday. You play the next Wednesday. It's the same number of days between games as if you play on Friday.
I think, again, the idea is the root of football is high school football. And for a lot of communities, especially in the Midwest and in the South, that is religion down there. And entire towns,
they're going to need to get over it,
are built around that. And it has always been something that people have tried to protect. But to your point,
it's moving.
As I'm reading through this,
it's changing. And allow me to retort to that.
More and more conferences are
with this. How about that?
More and more conferences are putting games on Friday.
Right. So you could just keep playing your high school football on Friday. Or if you don't like it, move them.
Well, and fans. That's
but then the NFL is going to start playing Wednesday night games. And then,
But this is the other one, too, is that fans are
going to
really
have to
pissed.
Add a day of the week.
In fact, like Northwestern, 2 years ago, they had two Friday night games, and they successfully lobbied to get those games moved because their fans can't do it. You can't tailgate. They're busy on the weekends. They already have their Saturdays.
Wait,
you know,
say that again. What night?
Northwestern moved to Friday night games.
Oh.
A bunch of teams when they didn't want to play them? They don't want them.
Okay.
Teams don't want to play on Friday night.
Yeah, but teams don't matter. You know what matters? TV networks.
Teams kind of matter.
Well, but they don't, though. The TV networks are calling the shots here, and the coach can bitch all he wants, but the second he sees two Friday night games on his schedule, guess when he's playing? Friday night. Why? Because that's money, bro.
Now, all I'm saying is that there have been, it was just this article, I was reading a couple of them, and multiple teams have successfully lobbied
to get them off,
and they're trying to tell their conference, quit scheduling these.
Sure, but it's kind of pearl clutching at this point. Like, this thing is changing so massively and on such a grand scale.
So, like, Fridays,
people just can't let it go.
So the first, like, week zero, right, in college football.
I agree with this guy. High school football should be Wednesdays at 1 a.m., that's when they should play.
I like where you got
you want
this.
Your own window? There it is.
So like, but they think about it. This is the first Friday in college football. This is the schedule. There's seven games.
Yeah, and they're all crappy, right?
Eastern Kentucky, Eastern Michigan, Western Michigan, Michigan State, Virginia Tech, Old Dominion, Temple, Duke, Tennessee Tech at Kansas.
Hell yeah. There's a win.
Illinois, Indiana.
Wait, what's the spread?
And TCU, Colorado. So the point is, you're not getting any sort of quality right now because teams don't want to do it. So until you get the big boys that are like, yeah, we'll play on Friday night, you're going to get 7 or 8 of these. And most of these are on like ESPN3. Tennessee Tech at Kansas is ESPN Plus. You know, it's,
hell yeah.
These are bad weeks, man. These are bad weeks for college football.
Yeah, but you know how it goes. As we get into more lucrative contracts, they're not going to have a choice.
No, it'll change.
Yep. All right. Where were we? Oh, NFL today, but we're out of time.
So it'll be NFL today, but tomorrow.
No,
next.
No. It'll be NFL today for this day, next.
Next
segment. Then we got to talk about Liv. Liv got a big win.
I think this is their biggest win so far.
Well, yeah. He just won the Open.
Well,
it's not even close.
And he's young.
But they also got a big loss. So we'll get to that coming up as well. It is 355 on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.